Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
We're all set, cocked, locked. Hour number two of USA Prepares. Dr. Norman Shula is with us, medical doctor. We're talking about all kinds of things this morning. Hour number one, hour number two, I asked Dr. Shula about creationism versus evolution. Mark called in. Mark in Illinois is with us, and he's weighing in. A couple quick questions for Mark. I believe you were saying something like there are no other humans in the universe, nowhere else. Is that correct, Mark? Mark, you there? Do we lose Mark? Oh, jeez. Okay. Well, I don't know what happened to Mark. Mark, you there? Okay. Well,
Vince, I want to say one thing.
Sure, sure.
To deny evolution is ignoring the very foundation of science. We know within a few years sometimes organisms can adapt, and that is evolution. We can develop new enzymes. We can lose enzymes, and bacteria can adapt from being non-malignant to malignant, and they can adapt and evolve to be non-responsive to antibiotics. All of that is part, to me, of evolution, and it's on the run all the time.
Yeah.
And the Bible says nothing about it one way or the other.
Well, it's clear. It's absolutely crystal clear to me that if you look at, worms, there are different kinds of worms, and they've evolved based on the soil types. If you look at birds, they've evolved their coloring based on their surroundings, their environment. Cats, the same thing. Dogs, the same thing. And that's where I was going with what is going to happen to man as a result of eating more Cheetos, Doritos, potato chips. You know,
not evolution, that's fat.
Yeah, well, what I really meant was...
I'm being facetious now.
Right. Right. So if we don't need to rip and tear, we don't need jaws as strong, and our jaws are getting weaker and weaker and weaker as a result of... Heck, you don't have to do too much to chew a hot dog or french fries. Or a McDonald's hamburger. I mean, it's almost pre-digested. I mean, well, if it could be digested, it would be pre-digested. But, I mean, you don't have to work too hard compared to what we used to have to do to tear and rip meat and chew it. It's kind of like chewing leather before. Now, it's mush. So I'm seeing that our jaws are getting weaker. I'm seeing that man is getting weaker. And, I know a guy who said, at his job, the heaviest thing he lifts is a pencil. And that's true. So let me just see if Mark is here. Mark, are you there? Hey, Mark? Mark,
It says in Genesis chapter 1, verse 11, it says, God said, let the earth bring forth vegetation, the herb yielding seed after its own kind. So all seed, whether it's the seed of mammals, the seed of animals, the seed of any type of aquamarine life, all seed produces after its own kind, except for genetically modified organisms. So that is what man has done to corrupt the world, just like he did in the beginning when God had to destroy the earth. But if you look at Romans chapter 2, it says, But to those who are stubborn and do not obey the truth, the Torah and the prophets, but obey lawlessness, he will render indignation in the wrath of God. And so I hope that may answer some of your questions.
Well, I've got a couple more. So are you saying that there... Did I understand you to say that there are no other humans anywhere in the universe, just us?
There are no, because the prophets would reveal that in the scriptures. The Hebrew prophets had all the insight of the mind of Christ, the mind of God, and they wrote all these things down, and there's nowhere in the scriptures that talk about alien life. Powers of darkness that fly around in IFOs, and we can identify them, are actually the spirits of the giants, and they can manifest and they can shapeshift. These ships that people see in the sky, but they're not really physical. They're manifestation of the spiritual force.
So are you saying that in the entire universe, well, let me ask you this, is the universe limited or unlimited? I mean, is there a boundary?
No, God is constantly creation. It's why it's called the kingdom of heavens, because, you know, I don't think man can actually, you know, count how many the house of Israel. So the house of Israel is the 12 tribes. And so become like the sand of the sea and like the stars of the heavens. Can you count the stars of the heavens?
It seems like it's moving to me. So it's hard. It's hard to count that. But I do think that there is a finite number of granules, grains of sand at any point in time. But a nanosecond later, there are more because they break up into more parts. But if you were to freeze time, I think there's a finite number of grains of sand. But what I'm asking is, so there is no edge to the universe. It just keeps on going. So that's hard for me to understand. Both ways it's hard for me to understand. One, that it keeps on going, and two, that it's finite and there's an edge. So what's on the other side of the edge? I mean, I don't know.
I'm not smart enough.
I'm not smart enough to figure this out, even think about it.
Well, I think it's beyond, you know, it says the kingdom of heavens is beyond our comprehension. But we have to go back to Romans again, chapter 8. It talks about the sons of God. And as the apostle Paulus is talking about the sons of God, and he says the manifestation of the sons of God in the end of days. Well, who are the sons of God? They were people. They were spiritual beings with God before they became human beings upon the earth. And now that we have a human body that is flesh and blood, we're waiting for the resurrection. And so when the resurrection or the translation comes, the marriage supper lamb, we're going to go back into being beings of light. Our bodies will no longer have blood in them, but we will be beings of light. We will have a flesh and we will have a flesh body, but no blood.
What? Okay. Can God do anything?
God operates within the boundaries of creation, the rules that he set up for creation. That's how he operates.
Okay, so he cannot do anything. He can do a lot, but
yeah,
not anything.
He can do anything according to his law of righteousness. He does
okay,
not.
So, okay, law. are those laws governed by science? So, for example, if he wants to do something, he's going to have to figure out where he's going to get the energy from to do that, right?
Well, that's what he did in the Exodus. He brought a comet, and the comet he used did scientific things that caused the blood, the rivers to turn red. It froze the sea when the Israelites crossed the sea. It was frozen. So he uses all of his creation, which is science, to do his signs and wonders for man.
Okay, I get it. So he needs more energy, so he's going to go get some and bring it back from wherever he's got it stored. Okay, I'm not being sacrilegious here. I'm just trying to apply science.
No,
okay, so
he can move
Mark,
it through
you...
the heavens, you know. He set things in motion before he ever created the heavens and the earth. So, you know, these comets, before he ever created the heavens and the earth, he set these things in motion that they would show up at a certain year, at a certain time, a certain month, and a certain day.
Are you a member of an organized religion, Mark?
No, I don't go to church. I study the Word of God. I heard you also talking about reading. And, you know, I've been blessed to be able to, you know, I don't read a lot of words per minute, but I've been blessed to study the Word of God. And every time I go back and study, it's like one layer after another layer after another layer. And, you know, meditation.
Was man an experiment? Did God say, I built you this place, we'll call it Earth, and I'm going to tell you half of what you need to know, the other half you're going to have to figure out on your own. I'm going to leave you guys alone for a while, and I'll come back and check on you, see how you're doing. Do you think it was something like that?
No, because God is with us. You know, when we become born again, when we convert to the Hebrew Christian faith, we have the essence of God, we have the being of God within us, you know, all the time. And as far as, you know, God is never, he's never away from us. He's always constantly, the kingdom of God is within you. That's what the Word of God says.
Why is it that the church sells indulgences? You know, basically an indulgence was part of medieval Catholicism. And so, you know, if you didn't do so well, your sins could be absolved by paying the church. What do you think about that?
Well, that's a good question, and I have an answer. You go to the scriptures in 2 Thessalonians, chapter 3, 2 Thessalonians, and it talks about the indulgences, and it talks about, you know, man's religion, but there was a religion before Roman Catholicism. There was Judaism, and Judaism was according to rabbinical law, which was the laws of man, not the Torah and the prophets. So man has always been trying to form his own system that's contrary to God's system.
Dr. Shealy, what are your thoughts on what Mark is bringing up, or what I brought up?
I don't like to discuss this. I think it's a waste of time.
Okay. All right. Mark, hey, thanks so much for being with us.
All right. Bye.
Well, Dr. Shealy, I was just thinking about creation. Something had to start it, but I absolutely, positively believe in evolution. I really do. And I think, are you and I on the same page?
Oh, yeah, I do too.
Okay. So, if we're in an environment where we have to lift heavier and heavier things, our bodies evolve into being able to do that over time. And that's why I'm so concerned about, you know, the Lay's potato chip company or the Fritos company, or, hey, we'll make more. And we're becoming fatter, lazier, dumber, stupider. We don't want to start. We don't want to finish. We don't even want to think about it. It's too much effort. And put all this together, I think we're doomed, Dr. Shealy, and I'm not exaggerating. I absolutely believe that the more people I meet, the more I realize we are not going to survive. Am I alone in that, do you think?
No, it's not a question of whether, it's a question of when.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Nobody knows exactly when, but, you know, to me, the evolution that's taken place in the last 50 years especially is all negative.
Well, here's an example. Maybe we can talk about this when we come back from the break. So there's an article that says men who take small steps are 40% more likely to have ED. Because of weaker pelvic muscles. So we take smaller steps, and we have ED, and then how do we reproduce? Add fluoride to that, and we're doomed. We'll be right back.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, this may be the last time you ever have to worry about hair loss. Because Bosley is the real deal. They're giving women and men their hair back permanently. Their real hair. All it takes to get started is a single text message. You'll get an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card when you text TITAN11 to 85850. Bosley will show you, for free, how great your hair could look. You'll also see, for free, why you're losing hair and how to get it back. Women and men all over the country trust Bosley because they're America's number one hair restoration expert. Ahead of the curve with the latest technology. And the best part? Bosley has permanent solutions to hair loss. You'll love what they'll do for your hair. So drop what you're doing long enough to send a text. Get your free information kit and gift card for $250 off by texting TITAN11 to 85850. Don't forget, that's TITAN11 to 85850.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
I'm down. We're failing on so many levels, 360 degrees. So it looks like this article on Daily Mail says men who take small steps are 40% more likely to have erectile dysfunction because they have weaker pelvic muscles. Study measured the stride length of men and their foot height from the floor, and volunteers with smaller steps struggled with impotence more often. The researchers said pelvic muscle strength is linked to being able to maintain an erection. That's what this says. And I'm wondering if there's a lot of truth to this because we seem so weak. We shuffle along. We don't have activities that keep us strong physically.
Well, the average person today sits all day, essentially. I mean, there's no standing even, let alone walking. Now, one of the reasons that I do 90 minutes of moderately vigorous exercise every morning is to use my legs so that I can, you know, function better.
And I agree. And here at the farm, if I want to get there, I'm not going to hop in a scooter because I can't. I mean, it's up and down stairs. It's up and down landings. It's up and down ladders. I just can't imagine a lifestyle.
There's an old adage, it seems to me, that works. Use it or lose it.
Well, you know, a couple days ago, I was sitting in the kitchen. I was doing a little bit of computer research, and Mrs. Finelli asked me, you know, what are you doing? And really, that was a polite way of saying, yo, you're supposed to be bailing hay. What's the matter with you? And I said to her, I'm trying to decide what I like least. Getting up on the scaffolding two levels high and then climbing a ladder on top of that and spackling the ceiling where it's really, really hot and unbearable, or getting in the tractor where it's hard, dusty, and the sun's beating down on me and it's unbearable. I'm trying to figure out which one of these things I like least. And I was kind of kidding because I really needed to bale hay, so I just hopped on the tractor and started baling hay. But, you know, there's so many people I think that would just say, I think I'm going to lie down till I don't have to decide which of these things I don't want to do. I think that's where we are. Boy, the call screen is all lit up, kind of like, wow, it's all brightly colored, unusually brightly colored. Robert in Kansas, welcome.
Hey, good morning, Vincent and Dr. Shealy. Great show today.
Thank you.
I wanted to let you guys know that in all of scientific history, they have never been able to show one kind turning into another kind, ever. They can't prove it. They can't show it at all. And I do believe that if evolution was true, that we would have what's called intermediaries, meaning that, for instance, you have rats and you have lizards. Well, at some point, you would have what's called a lizard rat, let's say. Or maybe before the lizard rat, you'd have a fish lizard. Okay, and then eventually you get all the way up to the point where they're saying that monkeys turned into people. Well, people have a certain way about them, right? And at some point, if we were monkeys, we would start turning to people, and we would start doing what humans do. For instance, honoring our dead by, you know, creating a space for them, protection for them, you know, dig a grave for dad and put a rock on top of it so the coyotes don't get it. But what you won't find anywhere is a bunch of monkey people graveyards. You won't find them anywhere all over the world because evolution is a lie. And it's one of the lies that the entire slave matrix is based on, to convince you of falsehood so they can control your consciousness and then you'll serve them. So I hope that...
Let's hear what Dr. Shealy has to say, because what we had been talking about is microevolution, meaning birds changing from their coloring, their size, their shape, over time changing. That's what we were talking about. We weren't talking about cats going to lizards and cats going to dogs and things like that. But what we were talking... Well, heck, if you don't need a tail, the tails get shorter, right? Don't they?
Adaptation.
Correct. And that's what I was referring to as microevolution. I'd love to hear Dr. Shealy's comments when we come back. Brian and David, please stay with us and we'll get to you.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Republican Senator Mitt Romney's concerned about what President Trump may have said about former Vice President Joe Biden and his son to the President of Ukraine in a phone call. In a weekend tweet, the Utah Republican said it's critical for the facts to come out about any conversation Trump or his lawyer may have had with the Ukrainian president. Meanwhile, that lawyer to Trump, Rudy Giuliani, says this is all much ado about nothing, saying of the phone call,
"There's no quid pro quo, no money, a proper action by a president. They might say improper, but certainly not grounds for impeachment."
The 74th United Nations General Assembly getting underway in New York today. The president will be addressing the assembly later this week. Today, he's skipping a climate action summit to attend one focusing on religious persecution. And this is USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams, but now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
It's gonna be sliding.
When are today's hot?
Last day.
Got
your.
Take my.
When you go to
the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Class, Dr. Norman Shuley's in class today at the head of the classroom. And if you'd like to make an appointment, if you'd like to schedule a consultation, you can do that via telephone. Dr. Shuley, would you like to share with us the telephone number to call your office in Springfield, Missouri, Central Time?
417-351-5221.
That's 417-351-5221, class. Robert in Kansas was talking about adaptation. The term I used was microevolution. I'm thinking that they're probably synonyms. Dr. Shuley, any comment on that?
Oh, you know, I think there's only one question about the bigger field of evolution. What whatever happened to the longevity of Methuselah and his children? Apparently, at some point in history, people lived a long time. Now, according to Sitchin, that may have been related to, of course, interbreeding with the Nibiranians, but who supposedly live thousands of years on their planet Nibiru.
Robert, any comments?
Well, Vince, I just want to say it's understandable that you believe in evolution because most people do. That's what we're taught in school. But the purpose of school is to lie to you, to hide God. That is the purpose of why you go to school. They need you to think that you are an accident from a monkey spinning on a ball in a random space. Because all that
Robert, I'm not thinking that. Just because those words came out of... I did learn that in school. Or I was exposed to that in school, let's say that. But that doesn't mean I believe it. There are a lot of things that I was told in school that I don't believe. Like we put some guys on top of a rocket, circled the moon, they landed, got off, walked around, got back on the capsule, blasted off, and landed in the ocean. I don't believe that either. Okay, so there are a lot of things I was exposed to, but very good point. But I do believe that we are life is fine tuning to its environment. I believe that is the case, and that can be worms, that can be plants, that can be the color of our cats, because we have some black cats, some tuxedo cats, some cats that have camouflage. And we have a Maine Coon cat that's camouflaged and is violent when he wants to be. So, I mean, they all have different temperaments. Robert, don't be a stranger. Please call again. I've got to...
Hey, Vincent. Sure thing, Vince. I just wanted to say, if we had landed on the moon 50 years ago, there'd be hotels up there by now. Y'all have a good day. Thanks.
No argument. No argument. That was Robert in Kansas. Brian in Wisconsin. Welcome. You're on with Dr. Norm Shealy, medical doctor.
Hi, Vince. Hi, Dr. Shealy.
Hi.
I'm going to take it in a little different direction. I have a question, Dr. Shealy, about wound care, something I did some years ago. I'm just wondering your thoughts on it. Vince has been talking about grid-down situations a lot lately and what we need to do if we don't have access to medical service and, you know, the things we take for granted now. I had my male German Shepherd. She was about a year old. We're kind of roughhousing, playing around, grabbed onto my hand, snapped his head to the side, ripped open the palm of my hand from one side to the other. My wife, being RN, she wanted to, you know, go to the emergency room, get stitched up. I had heard about cayenne pepper for wound treatment, so I had her pack, and we cleaned it out, packed with cayenne pepper. And every day we redid that. And yes, it did hurt at the first time, excruciating pain. But after doing that for a few weeks, you can't even see, there's no scar. So what are your thoughts on that for wound treatment? Since then I've found out that there's certain wounds that you do not want to pack it into, use that as a healing, form of healing. So what are your thoughts on using cayenne pepper for wound treatment?
Well, I don't know any scientific evidence of it having been used in people. I'm not opposed to experiments like that, obviously, but I am not aware of it having been tried. Interestingly, honey has been used, and that works unequivocally in helping to heal certain kinds of wounds, but I don't know about cayenne pepper.
Yeah, what I had heard is it actually heals the wound from the inside out, so I don't know. Like I say, it's something I thought I had heard about, and I thought I'd try, and it did work for me. So like I said, there's no scar. You can't see at all the wound at all. There's no evidence of it, so...
Well, I have read that too, Brian, in Wisconsin, that yes, cayenne pepper can be used for wound treatment, and it seems to help clot quickly. Is that what happened with you?
Right, yep.
And, you know, there are a number of preparedness-minded books that the authors have researched these kinds of topics. and they're great. But I've got a caution, and the caution is, here's the problem. Let's say, and you did know about this in advance because you took care of it very quickly, but there are so many people who will buy these books and put them on the shelf and not read them and think that, you know, I don't need to read that. I'll just, you know, when I need it, I'll read it. I've got the book, so what the heck? Why read it? I disagree. And I think that you should have books like that. And you should read them cover to cover to cover. And commit some of that to memory so that you know what to do in advance. And here's an example. I have assigned to this class absolute requirement, and I've never really done this, or haven't done it much, where most of the time I suggest, why don't you consider doing this homework assignment? This one is not a suggestion. This one is a requirement, and that is watching The Walking Dead. It's available on Netflix, and I believe it is a documentary on how people are going to behave and how violent people are going to behave in the presence of a massive, omnipresent, ever-present threat. And it could be disease. All right? So how are people going to behave when they're hungry and things like that? So what I'm saying is, over the weekend, I thought, how many people are ready to answer the door with a gun in an extreme situation? How many people are willing to do that? And let's say there are 10 people outside. Okay, so somebody has so you answer the door with a gun, because you're really being threatened. I mean, for real, serious threat. There's a gang out there. How many cartridges do you have in that revolver? How many cartridges do you have in that automatic? Do you have another magazine with you? And do you have boxes of cartridges to refill the magazines or the revolver or the shotgun or the rifle? Or are you just going out with a loaded pistol or a loaded automatic? And that's it. Is that enough? And the answer is, I don't think so. So what I'm saying is, we are, even the preparedness-minded people are not prepared. Hardly anybody's prepared for something like that. And I think it's a testament to you, Brian, that you have read and you knew exactly what to do before you were playing with your German Shepherd. That's brilliant. Dr. Shealy, any comments?
Well, I did find, I've been looking, I'm going to PubMed now. I found some non-scientific articles on healing wounds with cayenne, but haven't found a scientific paper yet.
How about for a heart attack? Isn't that something that, if someone's having a heart attack, cayenne pepper under the tongue, isn't that something that's suggested?
Yeah, that's what I've heard, but also, so, yep.
Mm-hmm. So how much does cayenne pepper cost? Not much. How long does it keep? A long time. So, does everybody have it? No. Why not? I don't know. We do. We even grow it. We even have it in the freezer. We even freeze it after we've grown it. So, I think it's critical. And Dr. Shealy said it's one of the best peppers, right? Isn't that what you said, Dr. Shealy?
Yeah.
Very well said, Brian. Anything else you'd like to share with us?
That should do it for now. I just thought I'd say, get his Dr. Shealy's opinion on that. So,
Very good class. Your homework, should you choose to look at this, is investigate cayenne pepper and see its uses for emergency medical treatment, should you not be able to get to the hospital. And if you watch The Walking Dead on Netflix, or if you buy the series, which we did, we bought it used. Joey bought it as well. And all of us are absolutely riveted by this. Not because of the horror, and it's a horror flick. Not because of the horror, but because it will absolutely, positively wake you up as to how humans behave in awful situations. The lack of trust is just immense. You really need to watch it. And if you have watched it, feel free to call in any one of our broadcasts during the week, and you can interrupt us. I want to know what you think of The Walking Dead. Have you seen it? And I've gotten comments that I can't watch it. You need to watch it. You need to force yourself to watch it, because if things go the way I think they're going to go, and you can't stomach this, you're not going to make it. It's as simple as that. Brian, thank you so much for being with us.
Great. Thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye. There goes Brian. David in Illinois, welcome. Yes.
How you doing?
Yes, Dr. Shuler, you were saying something?
Well, there's not a single scientific article in PubMed on the use of cayenne to heal wounds.
No? Okay, so what is your opinion on Dr. Shuler? You want to investigate it more? You want to try
it? Well, I mean, I like somebody to break the I want to know how safe it is, and I'd have to be certain before I would try it. That is safe, and I can't do that without finding some kind of article. So
okay, very good, David.
Yeah, how you doing? Hey. Yeah, I watched. I did what you know. You said I watched The Walking Dead, but I was going to mention something else first. You brought up about the people in society dumbing down, and I think it's like a reverse evolution we're going into now. I've seen the same things that. The Walmarts we've been to, I've even seen a whole family on those scooters, all the way down to the little, to the kids. They're that lazy. And we got to the point now where you can't buy a box of anything without them having a cartoon basically on the back instead of words telling you how to get it out of the box. You know. I mean, I can't believe
it. Down for sure.
Yeah, and do you ever think we were gonna go back to the days of people believing the Earth's flat? You know, I mean, so I think we've already gotten past. You know, we went to reverse, but yeah. But I did watch that Walking Dead. Now my grandparents lived through the recession. They had their own land and farm animals. They had a big problem where the people come from the city and were stealing their livestock. Instead of asking, hey, could we have some eggs, they would take the chicken. You know. And they probably could have got more eggs if they kept coming back.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Stay with us, please, David. We had a guy come by our farm with a truck, and he was scoping out one of our little calves that was just born. He wanted to steal it. And he met up with a little bit of resistance, and he decided he wasn't coming back. I don't get it. We'll be right back.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Do you feel
feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Dr. Norman Shuler's with us, class. And if you'd like to call his office in Springfield, Missouri, 417-351-5221. 417-351-5221. And if you'd like to go to his website, that's where you can get your supplements. That's where you'll be able to see everything that you need to see, his books, his supplements. And that would be normshuley.com, NormSheely.com. And that's the website. And if you'd like to email him, norm@normshuley.com, norm@normshuley.com. David, in Illinois, very quickly, you watched The Walking Dead. What was your reaction? Do you feel that it is as important as I've been saying or not?
Oh, yeah. I think there's another movie you could watch. It's been out. It was actually based on Missouri. It came out in 1984, The Day After. And that's almost the same thing. Everybody, when that happens, during that movie, you can find it on YouTube, everybody from the cities goes out to where places like you are, and you're going to have to, I feel bad because you're going to be in a rougher situation than anybody else because you have the cattle. You have the livestock. They're going to leave the cities. And the thing is, there is a catastrophe is going to happen, period. Whether it be the fault line, whether it be a nuclear plant, or whether it be Yellowstone, there's nothing we can do about that except for if it happens while we're alive or after we're gone. Everybody else is going to have to deal with it. But these people in the cities, they don't even know how to get milk or anything unless it's right down the street. So they're going to come and they're going to assume because a crisis happens, whatever you have, they're entitled to.
Class, you'll see that. You'll see that in The Walking Dead. Dr. Shuley, are you concerned about that with your lifestyle, you living on a farm that people may find,
Vince, I have never, ever, ever, since I can recall, since age four, had a fear of death. So, whatever happens, happens. I'm not going to waste my energy worrying about somebody coming and killing me. If they're coming, not mine, is the way I look at it.
Okay. How about a fear of pain? Do you have a fear of pain?
I'm sorry?
Do you have a fear of pain? P-A-I-N.
Oh, heavens no. I've dealt with it adequately in my patients and myself.
And, you know, Dr. Shuley, I wanted to ask you a question. David, we have never met, but I wanted to ask Dr. Shuley this. You know, so we had this guy who wanted to, I'm absolutely convinced he wanted to steal this baby calf. And because it weighs about 100 pounds and maybe a little bit more, maybe 125. And he could pick that up and put that in his pickup truck and race off with it. And, you know, get himself a real nice little calf. Well, when I met this guy, I had a chance to talk to him. Our son was talking to him, and we stopped him on the road. We wouldn't let him come up our road anymore. He was checking out, trying to get the opportunity to steal this calf. So I went over to see him in his vehicle, and he looked at me, and he was from, this guy's from over 20 miles away. I asked him where he's from. And he said, he looked at me, I never met him before, he said, I heard about you. You're the one that shoots people. Now, he was at that point, he was terrified because he figured out who I was. And my reputation is that I kill people. Now, Dr. Shuley, you know me. Let me add one more dot to this little equation. There's a guy in the area who is an Army Ranger, former Army Ranger. And he was talking to our son, and our son took third place in the Disney Wide World of Sports National Karate Championship in fighting. Took third years ago. And this guy, this former Ranger, and my son were talking. They're buddies. And he said to my son, I'm not afraid of you. But your father, he scares me. Dr. Shuley, is there something that I do? Is there a way that I tilt my head or comb my hair or something that has people thinking that I'm a terror? Do you know of anything? Because I don't.
No, of course not. You're the least terror I know of. Okay. I mean, come on.
Well, this is what people say. I mean, I'm not making this up.
Well, this guy that was... I mean, you know, ignorance is not understandable. That, to me, is ignorance.
David, do you have this impression of me that I'm out of control? And
no, I just think they know and they can sense that you'll do what needs to be done.
Well, that is true.
But that's not a terror. To me, that's just common
right.
sense.
Now, I had a situation happen similar, like somebody trying to take your cow. In our area, they were stealing purebred dogs, and I would take my one German Shepherd for a walk and train them out in the woods and everything. And they tried to steal my dog from me, and they tried to sneak up. And he went for the guy's throat, took him down so fast, I didn't know what was going on. And them and the people in the car took off. But, I mean, who's going to come up and try to steal a German Shepherd from some guy?
David,
you know.
David, if I remember correctly, there was a guy named John Wayne Gacy that was trying to steal David.
Yeah. Yeah. I still feel bad that kid helped us, and he's probably still missing to this day.
David,
you know,
we'll have to get you guys to come on the air with me in a few weeks, okay? Dr. Shuley,
okay.
Thanks so much for being with us and sharing your wealth
Thank
of
you.
Medical knowledge.
Always a pleasure. Have a good one.
Thank you. NormShuley.com. David, thank you.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.